Hello out there in the land of drama. You guys have reached Jeff Indyke. It's very, very excellent to be here. Thank you for listening to this. This is, again, a second little presentation that I'm putting together right for the web presentation of the promotion of the Jeff Indyke Drama Education Show. What I'm going to actually be doing today is I'm going to be talking a little bit right about the main crux of the show. And the biggest part, much of what I've done during the show, has been the art, really, right, of grooving and improvising around on certain ideas. So I'm going to really just talk around more right about the focus of taking the one idea, which is kind of right, very similar right to what Danny does with his 60-second approach. It's just a one idea approach, and then talking right about many, many different ways right that it can actually be played in different fields. So that's right, kind of what I'm going to do today. I'm only working right on one or two, just select ideas, and then talk right about different feels and grooves. This is basically built off of idea number 24, and it's really interesting. It's from the very, very last file of the Genetic Funk, season number 3 of the Jeff Indyke Drama Education Show, and you guys can actually see this in New York if you actually tune it in. Eventually, it will be available. So let me get to playing and talk a little bit right about the where I was today, and I'm actually recording this. I'm recording this segment right for Danny, really pretty much right the same day right I actually completed film 3. It started on film 4, so it's really based off of that feel, and what you're going to get is kind of that attitude. Okay, time to go to work. The main groove was this. This was right the main groove. Basically being counted as 1, 2, 3, 4, 8, 1. I'm going to give it to you guys all right one time slow. You may want to download this. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 8, 1, 2, 3, 4, 8, 1. Now the main thing right that I hear on this is a lot of sort of like responses. A lot of sort of interaction, right? And I'm also too here, interesting enough, a little 5-stroke appoggiatura. And I'm going to go with this in sort of the rudimental style. Just sort of bops along there. Now the other part to write to this, all right, is where I started to write to jump on top of the E and duh. So I pretty much took now that E and duh kind of led it right to a little bit more, I think, right of a pause. We'll be right back. So you notice, all right, that the feeling there had a little bit more of an improvisational kind of a pattern. Now, this, all right, wasn't on the film. I'm going to give you guys, all right, a little bit of a bonus feel. For those of you, all right, that have caught, all right, a lot of my work, you'll know, all right, I like to echo off of the... Now, first off, all right, that feel... is very, very Cobhamish oriented. Now, if I add an extra tone to this, y'all know, all right, what I'm talking about. I think, all right, I might even, for the purposes of like a little bit more of maybe a Bonham kind of an attitude, slow the feeling down a little bit. Oh. Kind of like a little bit of a relaxed sort of an attitude there. Notice a lot of those. This attitude, you know. How's it write that improvisational solo motif sort of a feel? Okay, now the next thing that I wanted to give you was basically built off of the second part of 24. Now, the second part of 24 took the groove, which was... It's an interesting feeling because that second measure... I just kind of took it by itself and created kind of an interesting, again, rudimental sort of an attitude. You'll notice I write the five, one and two and three and four and four and that five attached the right to the open 16th. Now watch this. Notice, all right, the splashish sort of Louis Belson sort of hi-hat there. The last thing, all right, that I wanted to talk about, all right, was sort of more of a triplet at the end. Now, I got to show you that three and four and the slur of the three and four and is really, really intense because there's not as much space there. I mean, that's going to be my last thought. I actually am now, you know, officially a rededicator with the whole spirit of this to Buddy Rich, the late great, because I took the boom, boom, pop, and I add zap, pop, pop, with a right, left, right, left, right. One of Danny's stickings, actually, right from his 60-second type thing. Not quite, right, but sort of in that stick control realm. A right, pop, pop. The triplet in. Good to be here. Well, first off, right, the television show in New York now airs, actually, in Nassau County at 8 p.m. on Sunday, and that's Channel 20, Public Access. But if you're in Suffolk County, now the Nassau County is the Nassau system, that's the Woodbury. In Suffolk County, you're right, it's the Hopox system, and that basically airs on Sunday night at 7. Now, the first season is basically being aired in Suffolk, and the third season is now being aired in Nassau, so it's real cool, and I'm expanding as we speak. Thank you, Danny, for inviting me up to talk a little bit about some of the things on the show, and I'll see you guys right in another segment. Jeff Indyke here. Thank you.